Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
It's been a long winter. Those few brave souls who were at the sunrise service in the park this morning might see and hear that as a reminder that it's not quite over. It's not quite done being a long winter. There were a few flakes in the air this morning as we celebrated the resurrection. But we are stubborn people here in northern New England, and we believe that spring is coming. There is perhaps nothing more stubborn than a northern New Englander, except perhaps a crocus. Those stubborn flowers that refuse to be killed by frost, that refuse to die even in the coldest depths of winter. They are under the surface, working their way back toward the top, back toward the light, back toward the warmth that they know is going to come into the world. The crocuses and the... And Marilyn has crocuses.
Yes,
I do not. She was telling us about that at book study the other night, at Lenten study the other night. And I'm very jealous. I planted crocuses last fall, and they have not yet broken through the surface. And so I feel like I need to hang in there in the stubbornness for them. But some of you have crocuses already, or tulips, or daylilies that are pushing their way toward the surface, stubbornly reminding us that life is all around us. That even when there are feet upon feet of snow, that even when the temperature is negative and double digits, does it do that? Yes, quite frequently this past winter. That spring will come, that life comes again, that cold and winter and death have no power, ultimately, to stop the stubborn insistence of spring, the stubborn insistence of life pushing out from the cold, out from the frozen ground, and into the warmth once more. And it's that stubbornness that I think we cling to as people of faith sometimes. This is why I think that the northeastern United States is the perfect place to preach the Christian message. And we are ready to revive this whole region with the Christian message, because this is one that resonates with us. With us stubborn people who live through cold and hardship and loss and devastation and sorrow. And come out stubbornly, perhaps, but come out with the belief still that spring will come. That life will find its way forward again. Yes, here is a place where we can preach a Christian message very, very easily, because we know what it is to be in the cold of winter and to believe, yes, that life is all around us. That those crocuses are going to make their way to the surface. That death never has the final say. Winter never has the final say. Loss and grief never have the final say. In Christ, in resurrection hope, life finds a way to push out of that which is cold and frozen and bitter and lonely and despairing, and to break forth into light again and warmth again. You probably all saw the news of a couple weeks ago about the Germanwings plane that crashed, right? A reminder of the kind of sorrow and destruction and loneliness and despair and bitterness and loss in our world. What I was struck by this week were news stories coming out from people who have taken Germanwings flights since that time. Right? Imagine that knee-knocking fear that one has to have to climb on board an aircraft on the same airline that has recently experienced a crash, and to sit with some sort of faith and fear mixture together and attempt to go to your next destination. And people are telling stories. They're telling them to news media, they're telling them on Twitter and Facebook. flights aboard this airline and how the pilots of these flights since the crash happened, are doing specific things. They're making sure they make a connection with the people on their airline, the people on their flight, to comfort their anxiety and to soothe them. One person reports that the pilots stood at the door and hugged every single passenger who came on board as they came on board. Another person reports that the pilot gave a speech, a moving speech, before the plane took off. You know, that sort of like, ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking from the flight deck. But instead, thanking people for flying with them wholeheartedly and expressing to them his or her, in different cases, deep commitment to assuring that the plane arrived where it should, to seeing them, to greeting them in person upon arrival, telling them about their home, their family, that they had a place they were getting back to, and that we are all going to make it, we are all going to get to our destination today. One person, one captain just stood, the pilot just stood at the front and said, I want to make eye contact with all 150 people on this plane, and just looked at each person. I want you to feel safe with me. I want you to feel that you know me. These pilots could have let the death of their colleagues and of the passengers of that other plane be the final word, be the final thing anyone had to say about their airline, be what people were carrying in their hearts with fear, but instead they chose to witness to life and love and connection. They chose to look people in the eye, to speak to them, human to human, to hug them or greet them or assure them in some way, to let life have the final word, not death. Such a small, simple way of reminding people that we're in this together, that the pain and the loss and the fear and the suffering that we have seen and that we have experienced in our own family, in that airline community, you might imagine, that this is not the end. This is not who we are. To connect with people one-on-one, to let them know, I see you, you see me. We all have families and loved ones and places where we are going. We're going to get there together. Sometimes when planes crash, when shooters storm campuses in Kenya or in our own country, when we lose a loved one, when we struggle in medical hardship and health concerns, we can feel like that gets the last say. It's so overpowering and overwhelming that we can feel like that's the end, but we have a choice each day to stand and to look one another in the eye and to say, I'm a person with love and joy and hope in my life, and you're a person with love and joy and hope in your life. We are going to get there together. Loss does not have the final say. Death does not have the final say. Winter does not have the final say. Hardship does not have the final say. We are stubborn people. You and I, we are made of strong stuff. And we need a God who is made of strong stuff to see us through. To see us through the winter, to see us through the loss, to see us through the grief and the despair and the doubt and the pain and the anguish. And we have a God who is made of strong stuff. We have a God who never lets death have the last say. That Easter morning, the women who came to the tomb, we hear first in Mark how they come to the tomb and they leave the tomb in fear and trembling, not sure what to make of the mystery that's before them, that's almost as terrifying as the loss of Jesus has been. We hear the hesitance and the uncertainty in Mary Magdalene. She doesn't even recognize Jesus standing in front of her, but thinks he's the gardener because she can't maybe get there in her head. Death has had its final say for Jesus' loved ones, for his disciples, for the women who accompanied him on the journey and followed him. And so it takes some time. It takes some connection. It takes Jesus looking at Mary in her eyes and calling her by name, Mary. And then she's ready. Then she can see, she can understand that life is all around her. That life is all around all of us. That there is nothing that can separate us from God's love, and there is nothing that can separate us from the hope and the joy of life abundant. Our God is made of strong stuff, maybe stubborn stuff, courageous stuff, death-defying stuff. And so are we. This Resurrection Sunday, we remember, we proclaim that like the crocuses that rise again, like the rugged spirit that carries us forward, our God lifts us up. Death never has the final word. It is life that surrounds us, and we can look one another in the eye and remember and share and say, Christ is risen. And say, love wins. And say, resurrection promise. And say, hope. And say, we are going to make it through this together until we reach our final destination. Because life, because God is all around us. May the blessing and the hope and the joy and the promise of the risen Christ carry you and sustain you this day and every day. Amen.